Iran holds Air Force drill, U.S. supplied F-4 Phantom fighter jets featured. By Simon Kent on October 22, 2021. Iran on Thursday kicked off its annual Air Force drill across the country, with 50-year-old U.S.-made and supplied McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom fighter bombers in the forefront. Local reports said bombers, jet fighters, and attack and surveillance drones joined the drill, using heavy weapons including laser-guided missiles. AP reports broadcast vision showed jet fighters and bombers in flight and at takeoff, including ancient U.S.-made F-4S and F-5S, as well as the Iranian-made Sagei. Iran bought the American fighters before Washington banned such sales following the 1979 Islamic Revolution. It also has Russian fighters in service. Although Iran remains effectively isolated from the world due to sanctions, it has never disguised its desire to play a role in the Middle East as a military enforcer. As Breitbart News reported, in 2019 Iran's Air Force commander warned his country is ready to fight a war that would end in Israel's disappearance. "We're ready for the decisive war that will bring about Israel's disappearance. Our armed forces are prepared for the day when Israel will be destroyed," Brigadier General Aziz Nazirzadeh said, according to Iranian media reports. His remarks came hours after three waves of Israeli strikes against Iranian weapons warehouses, intelligence sites, and a training camp in Syria that saw 11 people killed. More recently, a senior Iranian military commander warned U.S. Air Force B-52 bombers in the Persian Gulf will meet a crushing and fiery response if they dare to venture near Iran airspace. Deputy commander of Qatam Al-Anbiya Air Defense Base, Brigadier General Qadir Rahimzadeh, said the smallest potential violation of Iran's airspace would trigger the response, according to the semi-official Tasnim News Service. "The country's airspace is among our red lines and, as enemies have experienced in the past too, the smallest violation will be met with the Iranian Air Defense Force's crushing and fiery response," the Iranian commander said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.